out to everybody, which helps to explain where we're at and how we where we need to get to. But I guess we'll start with, we received a very detailed set of responses from Mitch and Stacy based on the last workshop with all the questions that we had and they researched. Does anybody have any questions from those that I didn't already ask via response emails?
and apologies, you folks, in your thoroughness, which is appreciated, asked a lot of questions, so it took a little bit longer than normal to get some of the answers back. But I think we covered everything. We did note some of the changes there were. The thing I would point to is you didn't really make motions, but there was on the UPS batteries, for example, there were a couple instances where I think I mistakenly said, let's put that into a capital project. They're just replacement batteries. So we said, let's keep it in minor. So that's how it's noted in your sheet, and that's how it's shown in your budget.
Okay.
One
question I had, I thought about it driving up here based on all the money we just approved from that grant with the sheriff. Do we have a capital projects account for the sheriff's office that we sock money in a way? Because we got hit this year with, what was it, 1.6 million in that Black Rock?
Black Creek,
Black Creek.
Right.
And that's not how we should be doing it. We should be putting money away, you know, because this stuff comes up just like with this Axon. Yeah, we have a 5-year agreement on cameras, but probably in 5 years they'll be replacing everything again because technology changes.
Well, that's what I was trying to get at. Same thing. We don't have anything to draw from.
Yeah.
And instead of being 519 in 5 years, it's going to be 719.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've tried to be somewhat specific in what they would be used for. So it could be sheriff's office technology or jail technology, something like that. But we try to keep it, whether it's right or wrong, a little more detailed. So it's, you're not just taking,
not just a slush fund.
Yep. You're not just taking it to plug holes in other areas, but that it's for an intentional, this is probably a very good example that, assuming you all agree that you want the cameras with license plate readers, they are going to have to be replaced. Hopefully there's state grants and we don't need it, but on the off chance that there's not state grants, do you want to put $50,000 a year into a capital project somewhere or something like that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Could you make that so that you had a title, just like you said, the technology, but technology over a certain dollar value, you know, so it's not being used for 30 new computers, you know, it's used for Black Creek.
It would have to be our approval to take it out of the capital project, right?
Yeah. So that's, so that is a big caveat in that is they would have to come back and request to spend out of that capital project. Okay. So it would take standing committee, finance committee, and the full board to spend out of that. So you would have that time to vet.
All right. Because I think it's a great idea to develop that, you know, but like you said, making sure it's not just being used for small stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same software as well that we paid for Brooks's office?
It's the same company.
Same company.
Yeah.
Okay. And we don't want to go too specific on a capital project, but specific enough.
Technologies.
Yeah. Not too specific, because then it really, we get into, do we need to rename the capital project? And that's not easy to do. I think striking that balance. So, okay, they have this need. They know that this capital project is out there. They come and request to spend from it. Yeah.
The thing that was disappointing to me about that Black Creek one is, I mean, you and I toured the jail how many years ago?
Yeah.
And we got to see one of the pods that was on the Black Creek system. And he told us we'd like to get this throughout the jail. We just don't have the money for it yet. Why we didn't plan, you know, and put money away, and then it just, boom, we have to have this because our other system is outdated and not supported. I mean, that's not the way you manage it, you know? So I wondered, do we already have a fund? And if not, should we be starting one and putting some money in?
So we have a number of capital projects in the sheriff, in the jail. We sock some into the roof for that last year. What I'd suggest is, from a fund balance standpoint, there are some actions that I think outside of the budget we'd recommend doing relative to health insurance reserve. You know, we're going to be closing out the ARPA projects here soon, so we'll have some of those discussions.
Yeah,
I think it doesn't have to be next month or the month after, but sometime in 25, have that kind of discussion about appropriating unrestricted fund balance to a few of those types of things that we know are on the horizon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd prefer that we do that outside of the budget?
Outside of the budget, because if we don't do it outside of the budget, then you have to add it. And do you offset it with a fund balance appropriation where we're in a okay enough, we're in a good financial circumstance and condition that should you want to take $500,000 someplace, my recommendation would be to do that off budget. And we did that a couple times over the past 10 years. We did it in building renovation reserve, right. The health insurance, yeah. The trees, you know, that's another one that we're going to want to, I think it might not be the cleanest process from tracking year to year. What have we spent on? Cause you can't see it in your budget document, mm-hmm. but if you add in the budget, you're going to have to offset to end up where you want. You're going to have to offset it with something. And instead of offsetting it with general fund balance, I'd say do an appropriation.
Okay. I mean, we talked last week about some of this, and we could even wait until after the year closes out.
Right.
We actually see what unspent expenditures roll back into yeah. the fund balance.
Yeah.
We kind of regenerate every year.
Yeah. I think that's the way to go. Wait and see, close everything out and see what we got.
Yeah.
And then take that and create a capital fund.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I'm fine with that.
I think you would generate more. I think you're going to generate more fund balance in when we close out 24 than we anticipated, largely because of vacancies.
We didn't fill a lot of positions.
Yeah.
Couldn't fill them.
Yeah. So, you know, I think you'll have a lot of opportunities to have those kind of discussions.
Okay. Does anybody else have any other questions from the responses?
Well, on that topic, when do we close out 24?
Oh, not March. Until yeah, March, April next year. Yeah. Well, they formally close out 24 end of January is that's when you really stop everything, beginning of February, something like that.
Sure. So it's like towards the middle of next year.
You wouldn't know. Yeah, you won't know until June of 25 how 24 officially ended from an audit standpoint.
Yeah, Scott, I got a little confused on the generators up to the landfill, too. So
yeah, and then the write-off became negative revenue. I still...
Yeah.
I guess that's where you bucket it. But I appreciate the additional explanations.
Yeah, right.
Anyone else? Then, Jack, do you want to walk everyone through this page yep. you handed
so,
out.
So especially for new legislators, instead of printing you a whole new budget book with almost, I mean, you obviously, the Finance Committee made some changes from your last workshop, but the changes, we've talked about saving some trees and not printing the big budget book with just those few changes. So we print the summary for this meeting. You will get a refreshed budget book for the presentation of the budget on the 12th. But with all the changes that you made, obviously still showing a significant increase without some offset. Tammy, Stacy, Chris, and I have been meeting and talking since your last budget workshop. And to close that about $3.5 million gap to get you below 2%, we're recommending appropriating, anticipating $2 million more in sales tax. Now, we are conservative with our sales tax budget. So we're not saying sales tax will go up 2 million. We are increasing what we budget for sales tax, 2 million. In actuality, unless something catastrophic happens, even with this additional 2 million, the budget should still be below actuals to give us a little bit of buffer.
Catastrophic would mean Kamala gets elected.
And then moving on. And then as the non-political person in the room. And so the 1.5, essentially, then you're looking for 1.5. We had some discussion. Do you do your capital off budget? You know, I talked to Scott about that as finance chair, and definitely see where he's coming from a perspective. And I think Mitch shared the same view of taking the capital off budget. Is we're going to budget capital every year. So it is kind of just maybe not the ideal way to do it. You are carrying about $13 million in appropriated fund balance. You could increase that by $1.5 million, which is what we're recommending on this sheet. Again, double-edged sword, but in the financial condition and shape that you're in, we have enough other hedges in the budget. We're going to be tighter than ever because we took positions to 50%.
Right.
We're getting more aggressive with our sales tax budgeting. We're cutting things closer than normal or than previous years. But at the same time, you have a fund balance that if you actually spent a couple million dollars of fund balance to achieve this budget by the time 2025 closes out, you're still in a strong financial condition from a fund balance standpoint. So,
and we have some conservative room on interest earnings.
Yes,
as well next year.
We do. We think interest earnings are, Mitch is confident, you know, working with 3+1, that we're going to be north of that number. I personally would rather increase this up instead of interest earnings, because we know at some point
it's going to come down.
Yeah, it has to. So it should, you know, we're projecting to finish this year a little more than a percent, in actual collections lower than prior. Mitch ran projections with losing another percent next year, and we still would be, this budget number with the additional 2 million would still be below that number. So we're not doing what some counties do, which always terrified me, and I never knew why, that they'd look at years where sales tax was increasing 1%, and they say, well, next year it's going to increase 5%, and we're going to budget for that. Now you really have a structural deficit in your budget. So with all that said, the way that we would suggest closing out the budget to get to the targets that you gave us would be appropriating $2 million more in sales tax and anticipating $1.5 million in additional fund balance. That would bring the levy increase to approximately 1.76%. And that's about half of your allowable cap.
And based on what our tax base is, you said we're looking at like a 30 cent decrease.
It would. Yep.
In rate.
Yep. It would go approximately, with rounding, 31 cents. It'd go from 679 to 648.
What's that percent last year?
Percent increase? 1.5, wasn't it?
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I think it was 1.5.
Yeah, so my goal was 1.5 to 2 when Jack started this whole process. We're at 1.76. Consumer price index is what, 2.11 as of last week. So we're still below that. And then on a rate per thousand, it actually is going to end up being a 30 cent per thousand decrease.
It'll be the 12th year in a row that your rate per thousand that no one pays, but it's an indication of are you raising taxes more than inflation?
Right.
And 12th year in a row that you're going down. This will be the lowest dollar per thousand tax rate since certainly I've been here, probably dating way further back than that.
Does this incorporate the $1 million plus surveillance system to get the deputies in?
No, so that would be off book. So that would actually be spending your fund balance to buy them in. It does factor in the additional $40,000-ish that the increased cost that will occur every year, but that one-time buy-in, when the time comes, we're going to be recommending to take from fund balance.
Yeah, both the deputies contract and the CSEA contract were plugged on what we thought they would be, so they're in this budget. But that bump for pensions is just a one-time event that we don't budget for.
Bottom line, after we pay for the pensions, what's our fund balance going to look like?
It's a shot in the dark based on the day. You're going to be healthy, I think, certainly over $100 million unrestricted. And we're not alone. I mean, you look at, you know, in comparison to top line expenses, you know, it depends if the comptroller, and I've said this, I don't know if I've said it to the newer legislators, but if the comptroller came in tomorrow and audited us, you'd either have too much fund balance or too few fund balance. I've never seen an audit that said you have the right amount of fund balance. So they put egg on your face no matter which way you do it. You either don't have enough or you have too much. I would say with 240 to, you know, now 260 in expenses, having 100 million-ish is not egregious. I know counties that have quite a bit more than that from a percentage standpoint. Many have less.
Most
aren't in, especially if you look at the county exec counties, and not trashing them, but they are in different financial straits than you are. They get very aggressive with their revenue projections.
But some of them even bond their highway department capital expenditures.
Yeah, you have many counties that bond roads. Yeah, which is, and your debt load is probably the lowest of any county in the state. I'm pretty confident in saying.
That's what I was just going to say, is our debt load is way down.
Yeah, you're in 2 years, you're not going to have any bonded debt.
Right.
Unless you do something. Or you want to build something new. I mean,
knock on wood,
but
Gary, Golden Gary statue.
There you go. Yeah. So no, I'd echo that what was asked at the last budget workshop. I think a perfect budget, if there is such a thing, would not add or take from fund balance. It would just not grow fund balance. It'd just be flat. Not going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to be one or the other. You're either going to grow a little bit or decrease a little bit, but this year you're going to add to it just because of the vacancies, drawing down these other things and being a little less conservative with some of the projections. You're going to be tighter to the margin, which is okay. I mean, we had to fit, based on our recommendations, your actions, we had to fit $4 million worth of salary increases into this budget. And you're able to do it because of your strong financial space, that you can do it with less than a 2% tax increase.
Yeah, and I would say those type of items aren't because we're just being benevolent. It's because that's what the market dictated.
If we
wanted to maintain and hire new employees.
Yeah, if you want clerks, sheriffs, MEOs, you got to pay them a market rate so that they can't jump to a town and make, or the state, or whatever. So, but think you're in pretty good shape. Those are our recommendations. Obviously, it's your choice. If you want, you could slice it however you want, but.
Motion to accept.
I got a question. Jack, about how much money do you estimate we account for the vacancies?
So the vacancies in general, really, really rough numbers. The vacancies, let's talk 2024, because it varies depending upon the year. With fringe and everything, it's probably $5 million total. Now, that's the most there's ever been, because in previous years, you'd fill half of those vacancies anyhow. Now, it depends on what time of the year. Obviously, you hire someone in June, but you budget it for in January, there's going to be some savings. But taking it from 100% to 50% funded, and again, not all of them, but was about $2.5 million in savings.
Okay. And do we anticipate less vacancies next year with the increase in salaries?
Oh, certainly hope so. Yeah. It's just a matter of can we find the bodies? We're doing some different things on a recruiting, training. You know, we're trying to pull some of these different levers, but you're going to be with a new salary grid, and we negotiate with CSEA in 2 days for the next negotiations. If they accept that, you're going to be in a much better position to be able to recruit.
Okay, thanks.
Some retirees coming.
What's that?
So we have a few retirements coming next year.
Yeah, not a big slug like we saw like 3-4 years ago that we anticipate anyhow, looking at years of service and where people are. We're not expecting, I mean, we had some years where we lost almost 100 people to retirement. I don't expect that next year, but
weren't they our incentive programs that did that?
Well, that helped it, but even outside of those incentive years, you'd have just based on, you know, a lot of people hitting the magic number and going. I don't anticipate as much of that. The one thing that we are seeing though, more than ever, is the opposite of Kathy, is when I hit my number, I'm out the door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't see people staying 32, 34 years. It's once I hit my 30, see you later.
Yeah.
Which doesn't help.
All right, so we had a motion, a second. Any other questions?
Or should be no one, someone.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Huh?
So you have your marching orders, right?
Thank you. That makes life easier. That gives us, we will present work on the budget presentation for you all. And on the 12th, we will formally present that for especially newer legislators. At that point, you still have the ability to make changes in your budget. You will have additional budget workshops. So should you want to make changes, you still can. This just locks it in so we don't complicate my life more and make changes after I'm doing all the spreadsheets and all that stuff. So
good.
Anything
after this point would be off budget,
right?
Adjustments. Motion to adjourn. All in favor? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
The budget presentation will be after, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.